Hello, everyone at Literotica. I just wanted to take a minute to thank everyone for all the public comments and the private feedback that I've received over the last several audios. It's been amazing. You guys are terrific listeners. So thank you for all of that, and keep it up. And I hope that you enjoy this audio that I'm going to do today. It's something that's been clanging around in my head for a week or so now, and I think it's probably going to end up actually being like a multi-part audio. So this will just be part one. So with that said, relax and get comfortable and enjoy. So it's another regular Monday at work, and you've just been doing all the regular things that you normally do. Email, conference calls, regular calls, more email, spreadsheets, you name it. And it's getting close to the end of the workday, and you're literally counting down the minutes just to get out of there so you can get home and relax, watch some TV or exercise or anything but being at work. And you receive an email, and it's from your boss, and he's requesting for you to immediately see him in his office. So you feel a little nervous because you've never been called into your boss's office before and you're not sure what it's about, but you lock up your computer and make your way towards his office. And he has a receptionist out front, and she smiles at you, and you inform her that he wanted to see you, and she says, sure, just go right in, he's expecting you. So you walk to the door and open it, step inside, and you can see me behind a large, fancy desk, and I'm looking through some files, and I barely even register that you've stepped into the office, but I motion with one hand for you to close the door and come further in, and I point at a chair that's sitting about 5 feet in front of my desk, and you take the hint, and you walk over and slowly sit down in the chair, and I continue to look through the file, still barely paying any attention to you. And after what seems like a long time, I set the files down on my desk, and I reach out and hit a button on the intercom. Susan, could you please hold all my calls for the rest of the day? I'm not to be disturbed. Thank you. And then I look up at you for the first time. I see you sitting there in your nice business skirt and a blouse, your hands resting in your lap, fidgeting just a little bit. I push my chair back and stand up and slowly walk around to the front of the desk, leaning back against it, my arms crossed over my chest, looking you up and down. I'm sure you're wondering why I've asked you in here today. It seems that there's some things been going on at your workstation. I can see your eyes start to widen a little bit, and I glance down at the small stack of files on my desk again and back at you. I was alerted by the IT security team about 3 months ago. And since then, I've been having them monitor everything that goes on at your desk. And there's been some interesting things, to say the least. And I can see your face start to flush red. I reach out and pick up the pile of papers and start to glance through them again. Seems that you've been spending quite a bit of company time surfing various websites, one of which is Literotica. You seem to spend an awful lot of time there. I also have multiple transcripts of conversations you've had over personal IM on the company computer that are sexual in nature. And I also have this. It's taken about 2 weeks ago on the night that you stayed late. And I reach over and I spin my large computer monitor around so that it's facing you and hit a button on my keyboard and a security camera footage starts playing. No sound. But it's you at your desk, one hand on the keyboard and the other quite obviously up underneath your skirt. Now, you can see why this would be a problem. We have very specific policies here about how our employees should maintain themselves. Every year, including this year, you've signed a statement that you have read the handbook on our policies and our ethics. And obviously, you have been breaking those. You know how difficult the job market is out there. And you've been with this company now for almost 5 years. And I'm sure you'd hate to lose your job. So we're at a bit of an impasse. I could fire you. Or you can convince me to let you keep your job. And I see just the smallest flicker of hope in your eyes, desperate to keep your job, not wanting to face the prospect of a bad job market and trying to start over someplace new. I cross my arms back across my chest and look at you. So, do you want to keep your job? Good. In that case, I would like you to please unbutton your blouse. Yes, you heard me correctly. Unbutton your blouse, nice and slow. That's it. Just like that. You can see your fingers trembling and nervous as you slowly start to unbutton your blouse, exposing the pretty lace bra underneath, and the swell of your breasts. And you hesitate for a minute, your blouse halfway undone, and I just give you a look. You chew on your lower lip just a little, and you continue to unbutton that blouse right down to your skirt. Go ahead and untuck it. That's it. Just pull it open a little bit for me. Very, very nice. Looks like a very expensive bra. Now just run your fingers over your breast. Go ahead. You do want to keep your job, don't you? Very nice. Just lightly touch, lightly caress. And don't slouch, sit up straight. That's better. Don't look at the floor, look at me. That's it. You're a little slut, aren't you? Going onto these sites. I've read the things you've said in these chats. Answer me truthfully. Your job might depend on it. That's what I thought. Now I want to hear you say it. Tell me. Tell me you're a little slut. And slide your fingers inside your bra and tease that nipple. That's it. Very, very good. You can see that my cock is getting thick and hard and stiff inside my slacks, but I don't make any move to touch it. I just continue to lean back against my desk and watch you. My arms crossed over my chest. Spread your legs now. Further. Further. I watch as your skirt stretches between your thighs and rides up a little higher as you spread your feet, pushing them out to either side of the chair, almost giving me a glimpse of those panties that you have on underneath. Your fingers still playing over your breasts, occasionally dipping inside the cups of your bra to rub and pinch that nipple. Take your feet and hook them behind the legs of the chair. That's it. Sit up straight. Keep looking at me. Now take one of your hands and slide your skirt the rest of the way up. That's it. Matching a little lace thong to go with that bra. You can see your eyes looking from me to the monitor of the security footage of you at your desk. Your face flushed, your nipples poking out hard against your bra. Rub your pussy. Rub your pussy right over your panties. That's it. Is it wet? Is it hot? I think it probably is. You clearly like to touch yourself. I've seen the footage. I've seen the stories that you read on that site. I've listened to the audios that you've listened to. I know exactly what type of girl you are. I'd say rub that clit. Rub that clit right through your panties. You do have a fucking nice little body. That's it. I just tug those little panties to the side. You can do it. Show me that wet little pink pussy. That's it. Now I want to see you push your finger in that tight little hole. There you go. Oh my god, that pussy looks so fucking tight. That's it. All the way in. I want you to fuck yourself for me. Don't look away. Fuck that pussy for me. You want to keep your job? You want to keep your job, you're going to fuck that little cunt until you make yourself come. Look at me. Come on. Fuck your pussy. Fuck it. Faster. And harder. That's it. Play with your tits. Play with your tits while you fuck that little pussy for me. Oh, yeah. That's it. Come on. That's it. Sit up straight. Sit up straight and keep your eyes on me. You're gonna make yourself come. You're gonna make that slutty little pussy come all over your fingers. And just maybe you'll keep your job. Oh, fuck yeah. Come on. Get to see my cock practically twitching inside my slacks as your finger works in and out of that tight little pink hole. Put your other hand on your clit. That's it. Put your other hand on your clit and rub that clit. Let me see you get a second finger into that tight little pussy. There you go. Come on. Fuck that little pussy for me. I know you can do it. That's it. Oh, yeah. You are a fucking little slut, aren't you? I know you are. Say it. Say it again when you fuck your little pussy. Tell me that your dirty little slut wants to keep her job. Come on. Oh, fuck yeah. Faster. I want you to make yourself come. I want you to make yourself come. That's it. Come on. Come on, you dirty little girl. I know you can do it. That's it. Right there. Right there. I can see you about to come. Look at me. Look at me and bury those fingers inside your little cunt. Come all over. And I watch as your body shudders and clenches and your fingers bury themselves inside your little pussy as you start to come. Your hips jabbing up against your hand. Your glistening juices just running down your thighs. You're moaning and panting and sighing. Your breasts are heaving inside your breasts. That's it. Take your fingers out. Clean them off. You heard me. Clean them off. Suck them clean. Come on. And I watch as you place your fingers in your mouth and slowly suck them. Lick them clean of your juices. Button your blouse. Tuck it back in your skirt. That'll be all for today. I expect you to be here tomorrow, back at work, on time. And I watch as you put yourself back together and stand up, your legs shaking a little bit as you make your way towards my door. And just as you start to open it, you hear me one more time. Oh, and if you're planning on seeing your boyfriend or your lover or whoever tonight, you're not to have any contact with him. I hope that's understood. Have a good evening. And I watch as you disappear through the door and the sound of it clicking behind you.